again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses He is Lord. And we know that. That's why, you know, when we live under His Lordship, we proclaim it openly. We proclaim it unashamedly. We proclaim it and speak it to others that need to know this. They need to know the truth. Because, you know, when people live under the lie, you know, the life under the lie is actually quite a miserable life. You know, when people take a lie to the very end, there's nothing left for them but despair and sorrow and regret and emptiness. You know, lies are empty because they're not founded on anything. You know, they're fabrications. There's no base to them. You know, truth is always strong because there's a base. There's a foundation. Anything built with a foundation has strength. Anything that's created with a strong foundation lasts. Those things that are formed on a weak foundation or no foundation, they just crumble. They fall over. You know, have you ever built a card house? You know, have you ever put one of those things up? No foundation at all. You just balance one card against the other. And as long as nobody bumps the table or a gust of wind doesn't come in, it's okay. But as soon as anybody bumps it or something knocks it, that whole thing comes down quickly. But it goes up really fast. You know, a lot of things in the world are like that. A lot of things in the world are like houses of cards. They go up really fast, but there's no foundation, so there's nothing in them that's built to last. But the people of God are built to last. And you know, that's why so often, too, the people of God go through seemingly sometimes very long periods of time where God is disciplining them, correcting them, building a foundation, doing something with them, whereas, and it might not seem like there's much happening overtly or on the surface, but that's just because that's part of the process. You know, you need to be built with a strong foundation in order for that which is on the surface to last, that which is seen is to last. You know, and so that's why, too, when, people that are starting out, people young in the faith, you know, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't despise the journey that God puts you through, because He's got to build something into you in order that that which He does with your life has staying power. You know, when you've been through some things with God, when you face tests and trials further down the line, because you've been through some stuff, you already know the God that you serve, and you know that He's faithful, you know that He'll carry you through, and you're not too worried or too perplexed about the things that you might face. You know, like David, when he went up against Goliath, even though he was, 16, 17, around that age when he faced Goliath, he had already gone up against a bear, he had already gone up against a lion, and he'd already had some experiences. And with those experiences that he faced, he had seen the hand of God carrying him through. He had seen the hand of God upon those things that would attack the sheep. And so he put himself into that frame of mind. And though the things that he went up against in sheer natural terms would have been stronger and more powerful than him in the natural, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. I'm just weaving scriptures into this because we talk in scriptures, we talk in psalms and hymns and proverbs, and we share the word and the truth. Now, David had gone through some experiences with God, and because he had gone through some things with God, when the time came for him to face Goliath, he already knew. He said, look, I've already been through this, and I've already been through that. And I've already been through the experience fighting the bear, and I've already fought the lion. And God did what He did there, so this uncircumcised Philistine is not going to be any different. You know, and that was the case. That's what happened. And you know what? His experience with Goliath was something that he would refer to, even though it's not written down, later on in life. Because later on in life, he would say, all right, we're coming up against fights against these people, or this war, or this battle. And you know what? I've had the bear, I've had the lion, I've had Goliath, and I've had all these other experiences. And through all of these other things as well, I've seen God's hand, I've seen God's deliverance, I've seen God's miraculous power at work on my behalf as I follow and trust in Him. So therefore, whatever it is that I may be facing in this moment, at this time, I know the God that I serve, and I know that He is more than able to perform and to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything I can ask or think. See, that is the life of a follower of Christ. We go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. We go through the different sets and the different experiences, and in them we come out more than conquerors. You know, there is a victory in the life of a child of God because of the things that we go through. It's not that you get pulled out of a difficult situation. You know, stop trying to get pulled out of things. You need to learn to go through. And we've talked about this before, is the call is to go through. It's not to get out. You know, Jesus had to go through Gethsemane. Jesus had to go through the cross. You know, I mean, the cross was just was something he had to go through. It was a destination point, but he went through it. It didn't stop there. It didn't stop at the grave either. He had to go through that to get to the resurrection. You know, we are a people that go through. We don't look for the way out. You know, sometimes there will be things that God will, by His hand, say, all right, that's it. But even with those things, you need to go through. Because, you know, that window, when the time comes for Him to move you, that's His timing. And see, there's a perfect element about God's timing. I've seen it. Where to be in step with Him, to be about His purposes, His plan, His call, to be where He wants you to be, when He wants you to be there, doing what He wants you to do, that is your call. You know, to be in step with Him, it's an art. You know, this, I mean, we're called to fight the good fight of faith. You know, and a fighter is a martial artist. It's an art. And it's a martial art, you know, dealing with the element of surprise, dealing with combat, you know, knowing what your weapons are. You know, recently, you know, on our Facebook page, you know, there was somebody out there that had written in, brother out there, and written and just asked, you know, why we should fight, you know, when we've knowing what the truth is, why would somebody leave it? And you know, the thing is that if you look through Scripture, there were people that didn't fight the good fight of faith. They let go, they released, they stopped, they got off halfway. You know, they sold the truth. You know, the book of Proverbs says, buy the truth and sell it not. But they sold the truth. They betrayed the truth. You know, people do that. They betray the truth. They sell the truth. You know, if you sell out Christ, you sell the truth. You know, and you exchange it for a lie. And with that, your conscience gets seared. With that, you're put on a different path. You know, I mean, think about Judas. Now, this man walked with Jesus for his earthly ministry. So that 3.5 years where Jesus was doing all those things that he was doing and preaching and teaching and everything, Judas was right there. When Jesus sent out the 12, Judas was among the 12. When he empowered them, gave them power over to heal sicknesses and diseases, to cast out demons, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord's favor as they were going around and preparing the way, And Jesus sent them out two by two. Judas was among the two by twos. You know, sometimes people don't realize that. That Judas was sent out with power. Jesus empowered him. But the greatest power in your life is your free will. The greatest power in your life is your decision, your choice. The choice that you will make. Because God won't override your will, and neither will the devil, though he would like to. The devil has to respect your free will. He has to respect your choice and your decision. He has to respect the fact that you can choose. You can choose if you want to follow him. You can choose if you want to follow the King of Kings. You can choose if you want the world or if you want the gospel. And so the devil leaves his offer out there, but he knows that, you know, it's a lie. But most people don't figure that out until this life is over. And then they realize, oh, it was a lie. It was a deception. It was the wrong way to go. But by then, it's too late. You know, that's why God puts messengers in the earth. That's why people like us are here and speaking the truth and giving people these messages and giving them these words. Because they need to hear it. They need to know that what the world offers you is a lie. Every promise the world makes is a lie and a deception. The world doesn't keep promises. Lucifer is the father. The devil's the father of all lies. All lies. Comes from him. It's the father of all lies. So, you know, there's nothing for you there. There's no place for you in the world. And though you would look and though you would try to be part of it, they never accept a truth speaker. They never accept a true child of the living God. You're seen in the spiritual realm, and that's why you're targeted. When you are a child of the living God, you're always seen in the spiritual realm. You're always targeted. The enemy will target you. Because if you are walking with God, you are in incredible danger to their system. Your very existence just destroys what it is that they're trying to do. Just you existing. You don't even have to do anything. Just you existing and being there is problem enough. So they need to destroy you. They need to try to get rid of you. They need to try to make a problem or an issue for you. Or they need to try to get you of your free will to sell out. Of your free will to betray the truth. I mean, the sorrow that grips somebody's heart when they realize that they exchanged that which is eternal for that which was temporal, that which was carnal, that which was fading and passing away. There's a deep sorrow that comes with that. Because you realize you made a bad deal. You realize you made a bad choice. You know, sometimes in business or in life, you know, people make bad deals, make bad choices. They go and buy something and they realize, oh man, I got suckered, I got taken. You know, they go buy a car and they realize after they buy it that it wasn't worth, you know, $15,000. It was only worth $8,000 or $9,000. And they kick themselves because they're like, gosh, I wish I would have not done that. Or they go, they just, whatever it is that they engage in, and they make some bad deals, and they knock themselves. They're just like, God, why did I do that? But, you know, whatever mistakes people make in this life, to exchange that which is eternal for that which is carnal and temporary is the deepest remorse and regret in the long run that you could ever have. Because you realize what a mistake that was. You realize that that's not the way. You know, the path of righteousness, the path of truth, is laid out by God. Right standing with Him is laid out. And, you know, it may not be easy, but God has kept it simple. You know, an easy one out the door with Adam. I mean, before the garden, before the fall, look, it was easy and it was simple. But God put simplicity back into the mix with Christ. When Christ Jesus came, did what he did for us on the cross, it was made simple again. And you and I can walk that path this day. But in that walking of that path, there will be tests, there will be trials, there will be an end of yourself that you will end up having to come to. And you know what? It's necessary. You need to come to an end of yourself. Because as we talked about in a recent audio too, until you come to an end of yourself, you can't really live. Because Christ in you, that is life. Not you. You know, you get to go along for the ride, but you have to turn it over to Him. Allow Him to do the work through you. You know, these are different ways of existing while you're here in the earth. Look, if your ego and your personal agenda is what exists for the entire time that you're here in this life, that's going to consume you. That's going to consume your energy, your time, your effort, and there's no happiness in it. There's no fulfillment in it. Look, when people feed the flesh, feed the carnal man, feed their selfish desire and ambition, even when they get everything that they thought they wanted, and there's people that I know out there that have gotten that, they're usually very sad, very depressed, because they've gotten it all, but they've missed what's really important. And they know that it's empty. They know that it's empty. So whether, you know, whatever it is that they have, you know, all of the trimmings, all of the toys and all the benefits, all of the girls, all that stuff, whatever it is that they think they have, they're empty. They're miserable. Because unless you have what's truly important, and what's truly important goes down to a foundational level of your soul, what's truly important goes down to, you know, ultimate conclusion of who you are. You know, who you are in Him. You know, God wants that to come through. And you got to be brought to an end of yourself. And you know what? He'll allow you to be put into the situations of life that bring you to an end of yourself. You know, sometimes people wonder, why do they go through hard times? You know, you go through hard times to get you out of the way. Because you know what? Once you're out of the way and the Son of the Living God is shining through you, there's nothing that He won't go up against what He can't do. And He does it through you. But in order for Him to do it through you, you got to get out of the way. You got to surrender your life unto Him. You've got to be open to His plan and purpose, power flowing through you. And you know what? You're never going to you're never going to be able to do that on your own skill, on your own ability, on your own time, on your own agenda. You know, that doesn't happen. It only happens when it's Him flowing through you. And He knows those that are His. He knows those that are broken. You know what? So often what happens is God breaks His people. They're shattered into thousands of pieces. And He puts them back together again by His Spirit. And His Spirit flows through their brokenness into the lives of others and makes a difference. And you know what? When you've been broken in certain ways, it's all the other stuff that you might face in this life doesn't seem like much. It doesn't seem like much. You know, when God breaks you in certain ways, not much of what you would face in this life seems like anything. You know, not much of what you face is really that difficult. I mean, yeah, it's still something you got to go through. It's not that great. It's not that enjoyable. But once you've been broken, you realize, hey, look, I can go through anything. I can go through anything because I've been through this, this, and this. You know, and so just like David, you know, with the application of faith, you know, he'd gone through the bear, he'd gone through the lion, he'd taken out Goliath. You know, also with the difficulties that you face in life, you know, just remember what God has brought you from. Keep those testimonies in front of you, because then later on when you need them, when you go through something difficult, you can go back and reference those things and realize where he's brought you from. Realize that he that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. If you just look at your own life, you can see how he's made a beautiful change in you. You know, a lot of you have been changed. You've been changed by him. And people notice it. They know that there's something different about you, but they can't put their finger on it. But God has been working with you. You know, he's been doing a beautiful work in your heart. And, you know, that work in your heart is also because in your heart and your own desire is to be in step with him. And he knows that. So he works with you. He works with you to create in you that clean heart. Renew that right spirit and quicken you for his plan and purpose. Because there is a reason right now in this day and age that the people of God are here. We're here in an amazing time in the history of all mankind. And God would have for you to be in step with him during this time. Because during this time, this world is going to get quite crazy. But it's okay. Because though the world gets crazy, God has his people. We're covered, we're protected, we're provided for. And in all that we go through, God is going to quicken and strengthen you to do something incredible in your life. You know, he will make you of use to his plan and purpose. And in that, you'll find your fulfillment. You'll find out what you're looking for. So, you know, God would have for us in this day and age to trust him, to walk with him, to look to him. You know, you can read that word and you can trust it. You know, those promises are true. They apply this day to whatever it is that you're facing this day. The promises of God apply. Ask the Father, he'll show you. Ask him, seek, knock, look to him. He's going to teach you. He'll teach you what you need to know. You know, he is the teacher. He is the great comforter. God will teach you what you need to know and strengthen you for the journey at hand. And you should be encouraged knowing that he's going to finish the work that he began in you, knowing that he's got your back, knowing that he has all power on heaven and earth, and he's given you the call to go and make disciples of all nations. So go, preach the truth. Be instant in season and out of season. Always ready to give an explanation and a testimony for your faith. Let people know why you're so bold in this thing. Because you know what? God has made an incredible change in your life. Tell people. And allow for his spirit to flow through you and to bless the lives of others. Because God has blessed us to make us a blessing, and we indeed are a blessed people. So, you know, trust the one that made you. Trust the one that loves you. And trust him that has all things in his hand and in his care. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Or you can also find us on our Facebook page. Search for Faithmix, one word. You will find us. So, hey, keep on keeping on. God bless you guys. We'll catch up again sometime really soon. All right. Bye.